then. I believe that's Irene.
I know this mom. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, John M. Down Store. This is Rum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's plan of teaching Lum a lesson by making Lum suffer the humiliation of being the firm's delivery boy instead of its president isn't working out as Abner hoped. Lum seems to be enjoying his new role, while Abner is struggling under the duties and responsibility of ownership. As we look in on the little community today, we find a slightly worried Abner in the Jotham Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is reading the weekly newspaper.
The pressure for higher wages and higher prices has now reached a dangerous stage, the spokesman said.
Grandpap, I'll ask you to stop reading that newspaper out loud.
Most everyone agrees that wages and prices must be held in line.
Oh, my.
But yet many groups feel that special exemptions from wage and price regulations should be made in their case, he continued.
Grandpap.
Well, this is an interesting article, Abner.
I know it is, but you read it to me five or six times already. Why, sure, you just sit there and read that same article over and over again.
Well, sir, I thought it sounded kind of familiar. Wondered whereabouts I'd heard that before.
Well, law me, I know the thing by heart now, Grandpap. Pressure for higher wages and higher prices has now reached a dangerous stage.
That's right, too. Says here there are liable to be disastrous consequences if us Americans ain't careful.
Yeah, Grandpap, I know every word it says in here. Now, just forget that and tell me about the supper last night.
The supper?
Yeah, don't you recollect? You had Rom and some of his friends over to your place last night. Rom taking Miss Milbank to the supper. You said he's going to.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. That was last night.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that was last night. Over at my place we had it.
That's right. Now, tell me, was Rom awful embarrassed?
Embarrassed?
Yeah, on account of me making him tote all them groceries over to your place while he's an escort in Miss Milbank and wearing his Sunday blue serge suit.
I know. I don't recollect him being embarrassed, now.
He never.
Why, no.
Well, you told me yesterday that Mom had got you to promise not to tell Miss Milbank that he was just a delivery boy now. You claimed he said it embarrassed him to death if she ever seen him toting groceries around that way.
Oh, yeah, I believe he did say something like that. Yeah, that's right.
Well, weren't he embarrassed when he got over to your place with Miss Milbank on one arm and a bucket of lard and a wash tub on the other?
No, all I recollect about that was hearing Miss Milbank tell Rum how much she admired him for pitching in and doing your work for you.
Oh, yeah. My work?
Yeah, she said it taking a big-hearted, generous man to help out his delivery boy that way.
Well, I'll be dead blame. Feels like everything I do to try to learn that limb along the left knee turns right around and gets it back on me.
You're so mixed up you don't even recollect his name. His name's Rum.
I don't know who I'm talking about. But everything I do, it just turns out wrong. Here I am, the owner of the store, and he's a delivery boy, and says he's doing my work. I'm owner and president of the store, and that Lum's just hard him. I ordered him around something terrible, but I don't get I'm afraid he's getting the upper hand on me after all.
He is, huh?
Why, sure.
Lum, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't tell who you're talking about.
Yeah, Lum, that's who I'm talking about. I don't know exactly how he does it, Grandpap, but he's practical running this place again, just like he always did. Bossing me around just like he used to. Well, he don't exactly boss me around either. Fact is, he does just the other way. He calls me Sir and Mr. Peabody and bows and scrapes to me all the time.
Oh, that must be somebody. That might be Jim.
No, that's Lum. That's who it is. But somewhere or other, it just winds up that I'm doing all the work and I'm paying him to do it.
Well, it looks like Lum's a natural born executive, Abner. And it ain't a pigeon-toed thing you can do about it, either.
Well, I'd love to do something about it. Because if I don't put Lum in his place this time, I'll never in the world get another chance to do it.
I don't believe you can do it, Abner. I don't believe you can.
Well, Phil was here to help me. That's what I wish.
Who?
Hale, you know, I wish he was here to help me. Jim Phillips Hale, you know.
Oh. I thought you meant Hale, one of the fellas that's with the gang. Hale, the gang, so.
No, this another fella. He's a big help in us to work. He's here, I'd be all right. Just look at this here note, Grandpap. Look at that thing.
Who's it from?
It's from Mom. Left it on the cash door for me.
He ain't left you, has he?
No, he's just out making some delivery. But read that note there. Just read it.
Oh, I don't like it. That's silly, writing notes at his age.
Well, he done it on
that in grammar school. He'd be throwing paper wads next.
Well, he might be, but I want you to look at this. I don't understand it, and I don't like the sound of it, or the listen of it, I reckon it would be.
Mr. A. Peabody, dear sir,
yeah.
I hereby request a private meeting with you quick as I get back from the delivery.
Yeah.
Awful urgent. I'm L. Edwards, president of the WADB Association, local number one. Well, Lord sakes, what's the WADB Association?
Don't ask me. I don't know nothing about it. No telling what that long studied up now, but whatever it is, I'm against it. I know that. I'm
sounds mysterious, you know. Down on a pigeon-toed mystery.
Well, I ain't looking forward to the meeting, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I can't stick around and see what happens.
Well, I was just going to ask if you wouldn't do that.
Well, I'd love to. I'd love to the worst way, but I just got to get on down to the barber shop.
Oh, you don't need no haircut.
Well, I don't now, but I might need one time I get there.
Oh, you don't walk that far.
Well, anyway, this is the day the new Police Gazette gets in. Always the first one that reads it. I want to see what firefighter they got on the kipper.
Well, you don't have to read that thing.
Yes, I do, and I better hurry up and get down there before somebody else gets their hands on it for
me. Now, listen, Grandpa. Oh, wait a minute. I don't. That comes along back from a delivery, right?
Yeah, well, I'll see you later.
Now, wait a minute now, Grandpap. Don't leave me here alone.
You ain't got nothing to worry about. You're the owner here. You're the boss.
Well, I might be the owner, but I don't know where I'm the boss or not.
Yeah, see you later, Abner.
All right.
Howdy,
Lum. Oh, hello, Grandpap. You just leaving?
Yeah, I got to get down to the barber shop. I might see you later.
Well, good.
Go on.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the north.
How do you do, Mr. Peabody?
How do you do?
Awful nice day out today.
Yeah, I reckon so.
And they hauled it away.
All right, boy, now hitch up that thing and get to work. I want all them canned goods straightened up and the prices marked on all of them.
Well, before I start doing that, Mr. Peabody, there's a matter I want to take up with you.
I'm giving orders around here, I think.
Well, maybe you didn't see that note I left for you on the cash drawer.
Never paid no attention to it, though, hardly.
Well, I believe you better pay some attention to it if you want to keep your delivery boy.
Oh, no. Huh.
So, are you ready for the meeting now?
Oh, I reckon so, but make it short. I ain't got no time to waste on no prattle-prattle. Get to rootin' and snootin'.
Don't worry. This ain't no prattle-prattle. Mr. Peabody, I represent your employees.
Employees? I just got one. That's you.
Well, that's who I represent.
Oh, him.
Fact is, I'm president of the WADB Association.
Yeah, what is that? I never even heard of it before.
That, Mr. Peabody, is the Western Arkansas Delivery Boys Association, local number one. And I don't mind telling you, we've got a strong outfit.
Delivery Boys? Now, when did you join that?
Just this morning. Fact is, I just organized it this morning.
For the land's sake, you mean you got delivery boys joined up with you from all over Arkansas?
Well, not yet, I ain't. They're mostly around Pine Ridge so far.
Oh, how many have you got in the outfit?
Oh, you mean all of them, the whole list of them?
Just how many you got, that's what I want to know.
Well, I ain't got the list with
me. Well, about how many, I don't have to know exact.
I can tell you rough.
All right, I'll take it rough.
Well, there's me and, up to the present time, that's all we got, but we're going fast.
You mean you're the only one in the association?
Well, yeah, but I got myself good and organized.
Yeah,
well. I and myself held a meeting early this morning. We all voted unanimous on this matter I'm about to bring up to
you. What is the matter? That's what I'm...
Mr. Peabody, as president of the Delivery Boys Association, I'm demanding a raise for one of our leading members, the one that's working for you.
Raise? Now, just a minute. When I hired you, Mom, I said I just want to give you $3 a week, and I'm actually giving you 10.
Ain't enough, so. We want 15.
15? That's more than I make here.
That's your own fault. It ain't mine. Now, we all voted that our boy ought to get 15.
Our boy.
Yeah. And we're giving you till 12 o'clock noon to meet that demand, or else our boy's going to walk out of here. Quit your flat.
Quit?
Yes, sir. And you know how hard it is to hire anybody for this job.
Yeah, now, wait, Mom. Let's sort of talk this thing.
There ain't nothing to talk over. Now, we'll give you the ultimato. From now on, it's up to you.
Well, now, Mom, we ought to discuss it a little before you come in here.
Does he get it or don't he?
Now, wait a minute. I told you, let me tell you something, boy. Don't you know that pressure for higher wages and higher prices has now reached a danger stage?
How's that?
Most everyone agrees that wages and prices must be held in line. But yet many groups feel that special exemptions from wage and price regulation should be made in their case, he continued. No, cut off that last part there.
Oh, wait a minute. What about did you learn big words like that?
That's the way us business executives always talk. See, the trouble with you fellas is that you think the other fellow ought to keep down wages, but you think you're different. You think you're something special and ought to get a raise.
Well,
but if I give you a raise, why then anybody working for Dick Huddleston across the street will think he ought to get a raise, too. The only way me and Dick can afford to pay such outlandish salaries is to raise the price on groceries. Quick as we do that, why, the line is broke. We've lost the battle on inflation.
Granny's outheared everything.
I tell you, my boy, if us Americans ain't careful about this wage-raising business, we're going to face a disastrous consequences. That's what we're going to do. And another thing, if we keep up raising wages around here, where are we going to get to?
Again, I'm going to throw him clean out of the club.